Hello and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and I'm excited to speak with you today about different nutrition strategies that work. So, I am having a lot of face-to-face clients at the moment speaking to me or asking me about nutrition, weight loss, and performance. So I thought this was a great opportunity to take a bit of a deep dive, a bit of a discussion into nutrition and how to get different results. Now, there's a lot of information out there about nutrition. So I want to provide a completely unbiased, no bullshit, no sales technique, no selling, just information in which you can take away and see what works for you. Because what I suggest is that what I'm going to tell you need to think about what might work for you. You might need to try different things to figure out if that works for you or not, because that is going to be the best way of seeing what strategy works for you, because we're not all the same, and that's why cookie cutter programs often don't work. So I'm super excited about this because I'm very, very passionate about nutrition, in more so about how nutrition can help optimize our own health and energy and also our performance so that we get better results. So first of all, in regards to weight loss, which is, it seems to be the front of everyone's mind as we're heading into spring here in Australia, is calories in versus calories out. So, what we need to first understand in regards to food and nutrition is that food is habits, food is connection, food is memories. There is so much more to food than just eating to survive. We eat food because we enjoy certain things, or that we've grown up with a certain way of eating, or eating certain foods makes us feel close or connected to someone we love. So it's so important to first start to understand your own habits and patterns, because we are all so incredibly different. And the connection we have with our food is the connection we have with the things that have happened to us in our lives, the people that we feel closest to. So it's really important to just think about that when we're trying to change our habits or behaviors or patterns, or even our thought processes in regards to food. So, yes, if we want to lose weight, it is calories in versus calories out. And how can we do this in a way that is sustainable, that is going to be healthy as well, and that is also going to allow us to enjoy our lives? So, as I just mentioned before, there's no one size fits all. This is really important to understand. Cookie cutter programs might work for 10% of people, but it's not going to work for everyone. So I want you to think about a time that you've gone out for brunch with a friend, and you might go out to brunch with this friend quite regularly, and she eats, she seemingly can eat whatever she wants and she stays, a certain weight, whereas you feel as though you try and do that, and the same doesn't happen for you, because we have different patterns, we have different energy expenditure, our metabolism is different, we are different. So you might see that your partner can eat these massive portion sizes, but that's not you. So we need to just focus on ourselves and not what other people are doing around us. That's how we get the best results, is focusing on ourselves and not those around us. So, what works for one person will not work for another person. Now, all diets have one thing in common. So, this is really, really important. All diets have one thing in common, and that is calorie restriction. There is no one best diet. There is no one best diet. So, if someone is claiming to sell you the best diet that works for everyone, they're full of shit. There is no one diet that's the best diet. Otherwise, we'd all be doing it and would all be getting amazing results, right? Now let's go through some of these diets. We've got paleo diet, vegetarian, Atkins, low carb, intermittent fasting, if it fits your macros, keto, Mediterranean diet, clean eating, etc. What all of these diets have in common is that they restrict your calories. So if we're going with paleo, that's more of a clean eating diet. So you're getting the majority of your food sources are from vegetables, lean meats, grains, legumes. So you're not having processed foods as much, which means that your calories are going down because they're cleaner sources of food. Atkins, your low carb, of course, you're going to be in a calorie restriction or, be eating less than what you normally would if you're eliminating a food group. So remember, all diets have one thing in common, calorie restriction. That's also why not a lot of these diets work, is because they're often too extreme. So if you think back to the different diets you've tried, and I guarantee you've tried a few of them, just as I have, I bet that they didn't last very long. And that's because they're quite extreme, and it means that we're changing a lot of what we're doing with our own nutrition habits. Now, a habit is something that is automatic, that is ingrained in us. It's hard to change habits. So we need to have support structures. We need to still enjoy our food. And that's how we get good results. So often, if we're just going to eliminate certain food groups, that's not realistic and it's not going to work long term. And to get great results, we want this to be long term, right? So the best diet is the one that you're going to be able to stick to for the rest of your life, that you're going to enjoy, that's going to optimize your deep health. So we're going to discuss that in a second. So what is going to work for you? Now, in my 6 years experience with the thousands of women that I've trained over the years, from my experience with myself and being a competitive power lifter, look, high protein is always going to work wonders. And what I mean by that is having between 2 to 3 grams of protein for every gram of, for every kilogram of your body weight. So if you're an 80 kilogram female, then having a minimum of 160 grams of protein per day, up to 320 grams of protein per day is going to work really, really well for you. So that is something that I've noticed is consistent with everyone. Now, another thing to note is high protein and low fats. So, keeping your fats to 1 gram or less per kilo of body weight. If you're an 80 kilo female, then having less than 80 grams of fat per day is vital. Now, often when people are like, oh, cut carbs, carbs are bad. It's not carbs that are bad, it's processed foods that are bad because processed foods are highly processed carbohydrates and high in fat. Let me say that again. Processed foods are high in processed carbohydrate and high in fat. Now, fat is more than double the energy of a carbohydrate. So it makes sense that we keep our fats low. Your body shape will change like that if we're able to keep our fats low. It's actually really, really hard because we're taught to, there's so much processed foods that is readily available to us. So now if you don't take anything else except for this away, you're going to get bloody good results. I guarantee you that. And that's how I get my clients amazing results. High protein between 2 to 3 grams per times it by your body weight, having that per day, keeping your fats to 1 gram or less, 1 gram or less per kilo of body weight times body weight. So that's 1 times 80, 80 grams per day or less. 70 grams, amazing, amazing. All right. So nutrition strategies that will work for you. Now, I've put together quite a few of these because each of us is very different. And if I said to you that you all have to track your food and that you all have to make sure that you do your meal prep and that you eat, 320 grams of protein a day and 80 grams of fats per day, you're going to look at me sideways and not know how to do that. So I want to give you different strategies that will work, and it's about you implementing these and seeing what does work for you and what doesn't. So eating 10% less. So what I mean by that is that we've formed habits, we've developed patterns and routines with our nutrition. We probably eat quite similar day to day or week to week. So if you want to lose weight, just eat 10% less. What I mean by that is your normal serving size of whatever the food is, eat 10% less. It works really well if you are consistent and if you actually just do 10% less. Now, obviously, this will work really well for anyone who's, 10, 20 kilos overweight. If you've got performance goals, then this is not for you. Because if you've got performance goals and you're already lean, then you probably don't need to eat 10% less. You probably need to eat more carbohydrates and higher proteins. Another strategy that works really well is increasing protein with every meal. So every meal that you eat, you need to be asking yourself, where's the protein? What is the protein in this meal? Make sure that each of your meals and your snacks is designed around a protein. That means Greek yogurt. It means tuna, chicken, steak, milk. What else is high in protein? Protein bars, whey protein shakes. You can get high protein milks these days. There are so many options. Protein bars, egg. Like there are so many different options. So the center of your meal should be a protein, and this is for your snacks, for everything. All right, another strategy is increasing green veg with your meals so that you feel fuller for longer, which also means that you're less likely going to be eating those higher calorie foods, those higher processed foods, if you're feeling fuller for longer. So increasing your green veg with your meals. So that means adding in a whole heap of salad, to your lunch and dinner. Probably going to keep you fuller for longer. So another nutrition strategy, cut out processed foods and alcohol for 30 days. I guarantee you'll lose 5 kilos. However, this is more of a short-term strategy because it's not going to be long-term. Remember, life is for enjoying and for living and for connecting. So cutting out all processed foods and alcohol, I'd say do this for 14 days and then have a break, then do it again, or do it for 30 days. It's not a long-term solution. However, it is a fun thing to play around with and you will lose weight. All right, the next nutrition strategy is prep your meals for the week. This is a game changer. This is going to save you money, save you time, and save you calories. The number one mistake I see with people is that they don't have a plan for their meals. Does this sound familiar? You get home and you're like, what's for dinner? No, that's not happening anymore. You're like, cool. We are going to have steak 3 nights a week with vegetables. We're then going to have two stir fries, and then we might get a burger on the weekend. Planning your meals is incredibly important. It's going to save you so much money rather than you being like, I don't know what I feel for lunch. I'm going to go down the shop and just buy this. Oh, there's a corner store over there. I'm just going to go buy that. That's not going to get you results. Prep and plan your meals in advance. Even if you've just done the groceries, you don't even need to cook them prior. Just make sure all the food's there for the week. Save you time, save you calories, save you money. And who doesn't love saving money? Because then you can spend it on yourself in other ways. Another nutrition strategy is tracking your food via either MyFitnessPal or the app called Chronometer. So my favorite is Chronometer because it gives you, it tracks your macros, micros, and minerals. So this is going to help you with your overall health. Chronometer is so much better than MyFitnessPal. It's nuts. So Chronometer, I would suggest downloading it, having a play with it. Again, this is a great education tool for you. So some people don't like tracking their food. That's fine. That's why I've given you so many different options. Now, another nutrition strategy is create your own meal plan or have a professional do one for you. Why? Because elite athletes follow meal plans. I know everyone that's competing at a high level, national level, follows a meal plan and it works with a nutritionist. So this works. I'm currently with a nutritionist at the moment for my performance goals, and I'm so much stronger and leaner. So these work. Now, I want to say that these might not be long term. They might only be for 2 months. You might want to have a break and try something else. However, you are going to get results and you're going to learn about yourself, and I bet you your health will improve as well. So remember, there's a different nutrition strategy for everyone. However, the proven strategies that work for the majority of people are staying accountable and having a meal plan because they've got structure. They know what they're eating, which means they can save time, save money, and save calories. So again, I just want you to consider all of those different things that I've just given you today. Have a listen again and just see what works for you, what resonates for you. Give each of those strategies a try, and you might be surprised by which one you enjoy, which one gets you results. You know, there's not a hard and fast one rule is going to work for everyone, except for high protein, lower fats, planning your meals, cooking more from home, eating out less. You know, you already know these things. So I hope you've enjoyed the talk today. If you do need any help, that's what I'm here for. Send me an email at sarah@stronggirlsclub.com.au. You can also hit me up on Instagram, stronggirlsclub_Perth, or you can get onto the website and see what we're all about at stronggirlsclub.com.au. Have a fabulous day, and I hope you've got a few gold nuggets from this. Bye.